This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is voicing strong support for Iranian protesters who took to the streets to decry the shootdown of a Ukrainian commercial jetliner outside Tehran last week. VOA's Michael Bowman reports the Trump administration faces continued bipartisan pressure from Congress to provide more details on the intelligence that prompted the U.S.'s targeted killing of an Iranian general as Democrats seek to rein in the president's ability to unilaterally order military action against Iran.
U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in Sunday, tweeting, quote, "To the leaders of Iran, do not kill your protesters. Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching."
This has not been a good week for the Iranian regime, that's for sure.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told ABC's This Week the administration doesn't want war, but will continue pressuring for change in Iran. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And meanwhile, more than 1,000 people attended a rally in Hong Kong Sunday to urge people and governments abroad to support the city's pro-democracy movement. Speakers also celebrated the results of Saturday's presidential election in Taiwan.
The Taiwanese demonstrated how peaceful it could be if we have a democracy. And we have to understand that the Taiwanese fought hard in previous decades so that they can have this power today. So if we want to have democracy like them, we need to fight hard and to continue our fight with the Communist Party until we can have our five demands met.
Under the framework of one country, two systems, the city enjoys greater democratic rights than those on the mainland. But protesters say those freedoms have been steadily eroding. This is VOA News. A small volcano near the Philippines erupted Sunday, forcing the closure of Manila's international airport and prompted the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. The Australian government announced that it has allocated an initial $50 million for the bushfire wildlife relief efforts.
And there's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities, and to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
Officials fear that 30% of just one koala colony on the country's northeast coast, or between 4,500 and 8,400, have been lost in the recent fires. Authorities have no exact figure on how many native animals in total have been killed, but experts say it's likely to be in the millions. Since September, at least 28 people have died in Australia's bushfires. Kenneth Roth, Human Rights Watch's executive director, was barred from entering Hong Kong Sunday. He was planning to launch the organization's annual world report in Hong Kong this week.
So I'm going to return to New York. I'll hold the press conference there. But sadly, this episode is just the latest evidence that the Chinese government is doing everything it can to undermine the enforcement of international human rights standards.
The report is expected to be very critical of China. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's sex abuse trial is set to resume on Monday with more pre-screening of potential jurors. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Challenges and distractions have stymied the Weinstein jury selection. And the rapist was you. Protests outside the courthouse were so loud you could hear the commotion in the 15th floor courtroom. Hundreds of New Yorkers were summoned for jury duty, with most dismissed when they raised their hands to indicate they couldn't keep an open mind about Weinstein, who's pleaded not guilty to charges he raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulted another woman in 2006. If convicted at a trial expected to last into March, the 67-year-old could face life in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
A crippling French transport strike entered its 39th day Sunday over government pension reform. The strike continued despite the government's offer to withdraw the most contested measure of that plan. The French government says it will drop plans to increase the official retirement age to 64 from 62 in an effort to end the strike, which paralyzed Paris and its suburbs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.